In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Right, what are we exploring today, Steve?
It's not the cosmos, and it's issues of good morals. Well, it kind of is, actually. It is issues of good morals.
Isn't that everything?
That is, that's applicable to both of the pieces of good viewing I'll be chatting about today.
Splendid.
But where should we start? Should we start with the cartoon that wasn't ready for children, or should we start with the daily substance abuse?
I enjoy... you're talking about... cartoon that is actually for adults, but I like cartoons that are for kids that have like heaps of adult vibes floating through them that you find out years later on. But you're going to talk Ren and Stimpy, aren't you, which is very much off the wall cartoon for adults.
Yeah, and but I think as I listen to those words tumbling out of your mouth, it makes you realize like it's not just for adults. It was a cartoon also like munted the brains of a generation. The way it melded together
would have come along a bit.
Things that sailed over kids' heads with some just good old-fashioned bloody weirdness.
Is there any truth to the fact that the writers of Ren and Stimpy were just on acid the whole time?
Well, a new documentary, Happy Happy Joy Joy, The Ren and Stimpy Story, does not delve into whether they're on acid the whole time. But what I can tell you from seeing this doco is that the... Well, maybe in the writing process,
the whole time is a lot of the time. You understand?
Yeah,
like, that's what ruins that gag a little bit.
This documentary goes into the birth of the show and its production, and then we'll get to the other kind of part of it shortly. But in the production of it, because it was a show that was headed by an absolutely mad animator who was really a fan of the golden age of animation, and as you'll know from the show, had such an emphasis on traditional animation techniques, very, very time-consuming ones, hand-drawn, lots of paintings, lots of close-up painting effects.
The detailed close-ups are fantastic.
Rotten old teeth coming out.
Yeah.
Infested mouths, boogers, eyeballs.
Yeah, boogers, lots of boogers.
I like that massive dude that was always like, that's cute, but it's wrong! That was mint.
I like the grody ear canal. This is a subject that's been really ripe for a documentary. I think that was the cartoon started airing in 91, so it's really left an imprint. We've all watched
50s styling though. Yeah. It has like a very atomic sort of space age of aesthetic about it.
Yeah, and that's so it's very much you can think about that timeline. It becomes very much a product of the stuff that like infiltrated John Kay's mind when he was a child, the guy that created Ren and Stimpy, and then he turned around and tried to do that to a generation of children. I think pretty successfully, actually,
because it's all
living in the back of our brains somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a really interesting time period because, you know, it's like it's the olden days, 1991. Let's face it; it's a long time ago, and the world was a very different place. And there was just this kind of Ren and Stimpy was one of the many manifestations of what was like a kind of underground nerdy weirdo culture popping up into the mainstream. And like so many other times this happened, breaking through a barrier made it intensely popular because it was unlike anything else that was around.
Was it a comic book first?
No, it became that subsequently. It became everything
cards
first.
Cards and all sorts of stuff.
There's one guy we meet in the doco who... is probably the foremost Ren and Stimpy collector, and he's got a room that he just opens up and it's just, you know, full of merch and paraphernalia.
Damn.
I was like, I had that.
Yep.
But not those other 40,000 things you mad person has got. A couple of lunchboxes. It takes a turn, this documentary. It turns into a story about an unsafe workplace, about a megalomaniac, someone that bites off more than they can chew, and an artist who refuses to work with limitations. And as you kind of reflect on what happened subsequently, it's a really good example. Like, sometimes limitations are actually pretty effective to making good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, if you're trying to use what is a finite resource, aka time, but use it in an unlimited way, then things are going to go pretty badly wrong. And then there's also a pretty sad and sick personal dimension to the story as well, which will leave you to discover, that will make you really bummed out about Ren and Stimpy when you finish watching it. But
no mention of LSD, just for John?
No, I don't think there was any mention of LSD. And in fact, really, it seems that drug culture is not really explored in this. It kind of does seem like these were a bunch of animators and artists that came together because of a shared vision, not because of a shared party. Mm. And like, the work was the thing that was so vitally important to all of them. And I think the rise of Ren and Stimpy is the part where you're really cheering for everyone involved, and then it does take a bit of a turn.
I guess sounds like maybe your next topic might touch on LSD.
I'd touch some LSD, but I don't have that.
You have got your hands on the desk.
I just have my hands on the desk. Yeah. Anyway, that's Happy Happy Joy Joy. You can catch that on streaming on Doc Play from tomorrow. Highly recommend that one. And also, what's highly recommended in the film Another Round is the idea. Well, early on in the film, this idea is recommended, that human beings are born lacking a certain percentage of blood alcohol, and that actually the optimum human condition is to operate with 0.05%
kombucha
blood alcohol. It's about 1 to 2 glasses of wine.
That's about when I'm good at pool. Makes sense.
Exactly. Now, but what we're talking about is you do this before you go to work.
That's going to be a problem.
And possibly, as in this film, you're a teacher, or a gym teacher.
Is this half? It sounds kind of like Half Nelson.
It is, but it's way less depressing.
Okay. I like that movie though.
This is actually kind of funny, and you know, you're kind of rooting for these guys before inevitably, again, this is not going to end well, is it? Mm. Let's face it. Otherwise, what kind of a movie would be watching? Would be watching a movie that encouraged rampant alcoholism. Another Round stars the incredible Mads Mikkelsen. It's a Danish film. It's directed by Thomas Vinterberg, who made a really great film with Mikkelsen like 7 or 8 years ago called The Hunt, which was a New Zealand International Film Festival hit. And Mads is having a midlife crisis, work's not satisfying, he's a bit of a shit teacher. Students are complaining about him, he's got a terrible home life, his kids don't like him, his wife's estranged, and then he just kind of cracks, and that's the impetus for this group of old friends and colleagues to go, let's try this booze thing. But because they're teachers, and because they're, you know, semi-intellectual, they're like, we have to approach it sensibly, we're going to prepare a report on this, so it's going to be scientific. We're going to set some rules. You can only drink during the day. No drinking after 8 p.m. It's not recreational. We're not doing this for fun. Mm. It's a philosophical, psychological experiment. And it goes really well. It goes really well. So then, not to get too spoilery, but I think we can all relate to, if we were doing this, we'd probably go,
it'll spill over a bit.
Should we have a bit more? Should we up the percentage a bit? Some of the consequences are unpleasant, but it is so funny to watch these four grown Danish men be useless drunk idiots. And it culminates in an end sequence that's one of the most strangely joyous things I've seen in ages. And it does not put you off.
Solid ending.
So don't be scared, listeners. You won't walk away going, I'm never going to drink again.
Okie dokie.
Probably. Possibly.
A lot of people are kind of on that tip, though, these days, it seems.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right on, man. Do whatever you do.
Although, let's all just give some thought to this blood alcohol theory and consider stashing bottles of booze around our workplace, even if it's a school. Especially if it's a school. I think we've all had teachers like that, haven't we?
There's probably a liquor cabinet in every school somewhere, like the principal's office.
Third drawdown.
Oh, the confiscated stuff.
So
that's Another Round. That is in cinemas from tomorrow, and I reckon that one's a pretty good go watch with a few people. Mm. It'd be nice to be in a cinema.
Somebody wants to know if you've seen News of the World featuring Tom Hanks.
No, I haven't yet. That's coming to Netflix maybe in a week or two.
Tom Hanks.
It may have escaped the vaults, in some way. But that'll be coming to your streaming service.
Also, someone shouting out they've got all the DVDs. I'm assuming that's Ren and Stimpy. Are they for sale? Let us know. And we'll see what we can do. Yeah, start a little Emporium segment right for the segment.
Auction segment.
Suits me. Will you unbundle?
What zone are they? Is it zone 4 for New Zealand DVD players?
Good question.
That's for another segment, though. Thank you very much, Steve.
See you next week.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.